you know. We don't have to worry about God. Heck, we can say God doesn't exist because we've created a structure that frees us from God, right? That's what socialism's biggest thing of all is. It says you don't have to appeal to God. They're both the same thing. Sorry. I use socialism because it's the bigger blanket term for all this stuff. Communism is a little subset of socialism. I apologize. I don't mean to be mean. But yeah, its whole purpose is to say that you don't need God. If we pool all of our resources, we don't need to do these things.
You stupid dog, you don't need it, huh?
Little Barker is attached to his heart. If you stop barking, he'd die. Anyway. That's the biggest thing of all. And the privations that come with it. Yeah, I know. Okay. All the privations that come with. We all suffer together. Supposed to be made up for by the wonderful benefit of you know, not having to implore some deity that's unreliable. Farming got socialized first, and then it just spread from there. Medical care through our insurance thing is highly socialized. You don't have to worry. Give us a third of your income. Sometimes a half of your income. And we'll make sure that, well, as long as you keep making your payments, you'll have basic medical care with lots of provisos and this and that, and this and that. As soon as something major doesn't happen, as soon as something major happens, is either they're not going to cover most of it, which is what's happening now. It's like, my insurance used to cover quite a bit. Now it covers very little. But I still have to pay more and more of it, and now it's compulsory. I have to pay, whether I like it or not. If I don't, I'm in trouble. The only people safe from that dictum are the very poor, who get it paid for, and the very old, who get it paid for, by yet another program that takes a large chunk of your income.
Yeah, I'm asking Sam about his insurance, because his health insurance, because if he goes on a mission, he's supposed to have health insurance. The military is doing a COBRA thing.
Oh,
then we need to,
Lisa? You have to understand COBRA.
I know, you still have to pay it.
Yeah, but it's not paying at the rate that they gave you. It's paying how much it really is supposed to cost them subsidized. That'll destroy them in the first month. Cobra's a Dodge.
Well, I didn't know.
It doesn't
we
help
needed
you.
To put him on our insurance.
Well, yeah, we might. We still can. Well, we don't have insurance, but yeah. Well, we'll have to look at it. See what's on the thing. That cobras know so kids are designed for a complicated world as we have. My basic thing is, I know the chances of my children being taken advantage of. Legion. And I don't think they really, do anything about it. It's like, well, that's okay, but giving you money.
Yeah, but I think it's less than so much thousand.
You have to report it to the IRS and they will determine whether you don't have to pay.
Okay.
You don't make that determination on your own.
Well, maybe.
I have talked to her. She's a person that says, I don't want to worry about it. I don't want to mess with it. Anything that stresses her out, she wants to avoid. She says, I can't, you know. I do. I worry about her. She's in these quasi weird situations where I think she's working, and whatever money she gets is under the table.
Yeah. She is getting paid that way where she's at right now.
Yeah, and you're going, well, as long as it's under the table, the IRS won't know about it, so you're relatively safe that way. But it says, will it come back to haunt you at some point? Probably. It says, and you'll be liable for
thousands.
Yeah, tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, they did.
Okay. Whoa.
The ants are going after
him. He must be dead. Otherwise, he wouldn't let the ants do that to him. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't even know what that is. A beetle?
Oh, yes. I don't know. It's something. Something big. And insect-like. How about that?
Dead man.
And there's a dead praying mantis. It seems like we're getting a lot of dead bugs. Is that from the heat?
Well, they prayed poison yesterday.
Oh.
Or was it the day before?
This will be a heck of a thing.
I think it was Monday because it was just in the mail.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway. So, yeah. And there is not any interest in making this more manageable for people. Just none. And they used to say, well, if you go to an accountant, they can do it for you. And you go, you know what? I don't think that's actually true. They're the same guys that sit you down in front of a dang computer and have you answer all the questions just like you would yourself and then charge you $100. You go, what? I think the tax preparation and accounting people call that easy money. Taking advantage of the ignorant, and guess what? It's to the point now to where we're all basically ignorant. You can't feel like you've got a handle on anything. Things you have to do. Insurance. On your car and on these other things.
Your house.
I think it's hilarious. They
your
all
life.
Say, well, yeah. And they all say you have to have it. And then the funny thing is, once they say, well, you've got to have it, you actually pay a good proportion of what you pay for, like, car insurance is for uninsured drivers. And you go, dude, those are the smart people. You're paying for their insurance, basically. It sounds like the best thing to do is to be an uninsured driver and just not get caught by the police. No, because when an accident happens, there's coverage for it. It's already taken care of. Now, you don't, you know, nothing good happens to you, but, you know, whoever's going to come and sue you for something, you know, it's like you were compensated. You're not out anything. Which is now, if the guy that gets hit gets all screwed up, well, you know, he was uninsured. It's like, well, then there you go. But there's various idiot funds that kind of help people like that, that don't take that into consideration. And you go, that's great. That's why when people say, America's so horrible, we should have socialism. You go, what? We already do. You guys just don't like it because it's not a socialism that benefits you handsomely.
It's a dragonfly, man. Relax.
You just want other... You want other people to pay for your life because you're excited. You want somebody to pay you to go to college. You want somebody else to pay you a living wage. You want somebody else to do this and somebody else to do that.
Isn't that socialism?
Yes. But like I said, we already pretty much have a pretty decent kind of socialism even here. The only thing they're complaining about is that it's not giving them the free stuff they feel like they deserve.
It's free college. Not just tuition, but all my TVs, my books, my housing.
Oh, no, no. Let me tell you, Lee. There's this girl. She's on, like, Twitter. And she does YouTube videos where she just shows off some of the most egregious, privileged things that she can find. And it's not hard to find. Mostly girls. Sorry. This stuff really appeals to girls. Is Craigslist too. And you know, because Craigslist is kind of like the classified ads of the universe these days. So it seems like you're on there. Yeah. I need a computer. Okay, well, I'm giving you this computer. This is how much, you know, you can have it for. That's usually a pretty decent price. And they'll say, well, I don't have any money right now. Could you give a person a break? Can I just have the computer? And I said, no, I'm trying to sell the computer. It has value. It needs to be sold. One of them said, okay, fine. That price is fine. When can you deliver it? And he said, no, I made it very specific that it was, you know, you come and get it. That's part of the reason why you don't have to pay a lot of money for it, is because I don't do delivery service. Well, I don't have any way to come pick it up. And this guy was saying, well, let me tell you, I've had a couple of people said they'll come pick it up and pay my price. I'm just going to move on to the next one. Oh, no, no, please, don't do that. I'll send somebody to get it. He says, okay, then I'll wait for 24 hours for you to get that person here. And he says, well, once they come, can you pay them the $25 for delivering it to me? And he said, no. If you want somebody to come pick it up, you pay them. I don't have any money, but I really need that computer. And he just, I guess the interchange went on a little bit longer, and then they gave up. And she said, I got 20 more. It sounds just like it. And then the fun ones are, if they won't give it to them for free and bring it to them with the software that they need already installed on it and ready to go, then they start getting blasted for being nasty people, right? I can't believe you can be so horrible as to not help me when I need help. And it's like, yeah, I said, yeah, and it was just the whole thing about entitlement. So yeah, when it comes back, and you know, it's not just I want free college. It's they want free everything, and they feel like it's just there for the taking. Stuff like that. It's like, well, said, nope, this is pretty par for the course, man. So I've had a couple of students here and there who
can't
felt
you give
like
me?
Yeah, who
I got to keep my scholarship.
Who felt like a sob story was the way to handle the problem.
Yeah, Julian did that a lot.
I've got
my
so
friend
many things.
Julian.
Oh, okay. See, the problem is nice people want to be nice.
They
and you're going,
to her every time.
That is the wrong thing to do. It says, and it just indicates that in the end, the degree you're gaining here, that you mostly got through begging and pleading and people's generosity, is worthless. And if you go on to do something with that degree and stuff like that, it just indicates that anybody can go off and do that, whether they have a degree or not. And it's part of the thing that says college is pretty much worthless. Because what, can I be honest? In its very inception, college was simply there to aggrandize rich people, you know, to give you a piece of paper that said that you've done something, you know. We get yet another thing about all the Ivy League schools, and you go, oh, you've got to be brilliant to do that, and you go, wow. I made this whole thing, all four of Al Gore's kids went to Ivy League schools, and they said, how likely is it that every single one of his children, they got into the school because it's a school for the elite. That's right. They were getting tied to... That girl was going to kill herself. This is no place to try to learn how to ride a bike. Good. Let's try to do it again. Because they want to go down this hill. And they go, okay. I said, we'll pick you up. We'll brush you off. If you got all kinds of contusions, that's the price for doing it. The world is not here to sucker you when you do something just innately stupid.
Down, you
bat
and broke a leg.
Yeah, I know. I think Sarah Brown likes to be in. I think the Brown girls kind of enjoy being in hospitals. and all the stuff that goes on after. Because
I don't think Ashley does.
Pushes off the days.
But what's she going to do when she's in a car accident?
She was in a car accident. Everything went great. You know? She had wonderful care. She got driven off to her therapy in Clovis. Go for it. You only live once. I need more people willing to take risks in here. Gotta be safe, people. And that's all this whole COVID crap is. It's a low grade risk. And everybody's getting just apoplectic about it.
That's because the experts have known about a proportion and they made them scared.
Because there's good money to be made. He was scared to death. He was on the chopping block next. When they're going, you infectious disease people don't do anything all day long. Nothing. What horrible infectious disease have you solved? Well, none. Yeah.
Oh, looks like it could be raining over there.
Could be. Might be a nice trip to Clovis or to Portales or wherever we're headed.
Okay.
Girl.
Yeah.
Well,
let's do it.
Go.
Okay.
Out of poverty, and I did. Yeah, Sam talks about getting his own place and stuff like that. It's like, I don't want to be the one to just rain on your parade, man. Said, but your best bet is, here's the problem. Too many people are going to let you bury yourself in debt trying to get the lifestyle you want. Says, yeah. Says, and you try to tell them, don't push out so fast. You're going to end up in problems. Yeah, he says, and the military did not help you that way. They gave you a nice situation and deducted it all from your income, so that any money you got was play money.
Yeah.
And you're going, that doesn't work here.
What job you get is going to be pretty much about the same as play money, and you can't live off that.
Yeah. Well, I don't like being lectured to. You go, okay. The problem is, even if I try to let natural consequences do it, they're going to be indebted to their eyeballs. Because I bailed Shane out so many times. And you go, and it didn't do any good. Boy, was she grateful? No, I don't. It doesn't appear to be. It says, she thinks I'm a demon. And you're going, okay, well, that's easy. Somebody else can bail them out next time. And I'm sure she'll still blame me for it. My dad refuses to help me. You go, well, number one, you're not asking. Number two, you're not getting any better. And if you continue to act like a child, I will continue acting like a parent. Which is, you're going to have to learn some lessons out of this. I'm not going to just let it slide. Well, other families don't tax. You go, yeah. The parents of these people who want everything for free and want you to bring it to them and want you to pay for all of the all of the problems around it.
Kind of like Kelly.
So you don't have to.
Yeah,
and you're going, well, I wish she'd leave home. And you go, why would she ever do that? She has no capacity to do so. I said, trust me, you'd bring her back in a second because how much she would cost to try to support somewhere else is nothing. Yeah, I said, it's much cheaper for you just to keep her in one of your bedrooms.
Feed her.
Yeah, and all that
pay
stuff.
Pay for her car, your car insurance, and her gas.
And probably pay for private school for the children when that moment arrives. Well, I'm not going to have my grandchildren going to those terrible public schools in New Orleans. And so, I'm going to pay for her private education too.
Look at large. It's not large. Look. Put herself in school. Paid my mom rent.
That's a family.
Had a part-time job.
That's a family decision.
Paid for Stephanie's school.
Yeah.
Her uniform.
That's right.
The only thing she relied on my mom was pick her up in the afternoon because she was on board.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's why people say, oh, George, I don't know what to think of her. And you go, she's trying. And they're making an effort. It says, I don't know if they're really interested in getting out of the hole they're in. I don't know. But maybe they are. And you go, if they keep working on it, they will. Well, she didn't make any smart choices. I go, you know what? None of us really do. You go, you just keep plowing away. At some point, 20 years from now, hopefully her kids will be out of her home. She'll have a good job that she worked to get. That, or, you know, doing what I did. Turned out okay. If socialism doesn't get in the way. Did ours? I know what the plan is. I know that. But yeah, this is, does it happen sometimes? It's great, you know. I've seen those Ensign families. It's all beautiful. And even other families aren't that way. And the worst thing to do is to beat people up about the fact that they don't look right. You go, nope, I'm not going to do it. Encouragement, stuff like that. Keep working. It'll be worth it one day. Maybe. But maybe not. Actually, I don't know. I do know if you keep plugging away and you take opportunities, better things come. Seems to be doing okay. And I'm great, but like I said, I think I've got a pretty good average so far. I'm not doing bad at all. Am I worried about the twins? I'd always been worried about the twins. They fall into that place where it's more help than normal. They don't need a mat situation. Lena was always so angry about the fact that Matt got passes for all this stuff. Says, I never want to work for you, Shayna. You're not willing to settle for what Matt's willing to settle for. It's that simple. There's plenty of people with the same problems you've got, Shayna. They just, they just don't get weird about them. When you start getting weird about them, that's when mental hospital is another thing to come. And so the fact that she's still doing the job she's doing, I find that hopeful. Because it is. Do with the rest of my kids. Let him go without any guidance. But it's a hard road to hoe because it's like, well, they want to do all this stuff, and you go, do you have the money for it? Well, I could go get it on credit.
Don't
do that. Well, then I'll never get around to it. You go,
well, that's what Josh was saying. He said, I found out I can't buy a house in Hawaii because I don't have any credit. Because I don't have a credit card.
Yeah. Apparently, just having VA-type stuff doesn't make up for the fact that you have to have a credit history. That's okay. I don't think buying a house in Hawaii is very smart. Whole thing that whatever property you buy is going to appreciate in value and it's going to be worth a lot more when you go to sell it. So that's an old rule of thumb that I don't think applies anymore. There are no sure bets anymore. Can't say much. If they're following our lead, we didn't do anything like that. Graham helped us buy our first house. I don't know if I should try to be helpful, if it even will be helpful. I don't know.
Well, I think you need to say something, but when they come back and say, my life is ruined, what do I do?
So we can help her.
We can help her a little, but when you do something happen, it's like a warning.
like most people, talk is cheap, and I understand that. And my whole thing is, when they come back and go, "Dad, why didn't you tell us about this?" And I said, "You weren't even listening."
Yeah. That's just a roach, Matt.
He likes all bugs. Nice picture of the bugs. Mom only likes the cool looking bugs. The standard ones she doesn't care about. I think. I don't know. What? Yeah, I guess. Oh my. There you go. Anyway, so. Well, Matt, both me and Mom are going to be gone. Are you going to watch Disney Plus things on the big TV?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's there. Big screen's kind of fun. Anyway. Yep. The breeze is gone that we had.
Makes a big difference.
That, boy. You know, I was trying to tell you this stuff before, and you guys have told me to stop bugging you. It says now, when you run up against hard things, do you ask me? And you go, "No." And you go, "Well, there it is."
Pick up that thing.
What was that?
You gotta pick up that tank if you want to lose anything.
I don't think I'm interested in that so much. I just don't want to seize up completely. Anyway, so, am I just nervous about it?
I don't know.
We're going to leap out in front of them? Yeah, look at them. Well, he might be under the influence of something, and that's the safest way to be, is full of molasses. Thing we would be interested in is what they're going to do next. Job, mission. The first one to say, Maceland is a pretty good place to go for the first 2 years.
Yeah.
If you want something technical, it's even better.
What?
Yeah, I know, but I don't know if he's even interested. I do not want to twist his arm. I practically did that for the military, and look what it got him. So I bet you my advice is about zilch in his world. The military didn't do me any favors. They were just looking for ways to get him out. It's like, thanks a lot for a shirt. it might do good for Caleb. And I know, mission's really important, right? Sad part is, my kids don't even skew Mormon at the moment. Those two guys don't tend to. They're supposed to teach the gospel and they don't even believe it themselves. Not even enough to pay any lip service to it. At least you can expect out of a missionary. Oh yeah, I'm going to continue saying, I'll even try to make it good in ways I think will work for them, which is, hey, if you're interested in putting off life for 2 years, a mission will do it. That's a pretty sad justification, but, you know, I hope they...